what I think you might like to hear. 75 years of preaching. You might like to come and hear about that. Good to see you tonight. We have visitors among us, and we thank you for coming. I'm glad to be with you. You ever wonder why so many people are going to be lost? We'll find out tonight. The text I want you to think about is Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate. That word is S-T-R-A-I-T, by the way. That means it's restricted, difficult. Like the Strait of Magellan, where a ship would have difficulty maneuvering. That's that word. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few people will be saved. The majority of people will be lost. You ever wonder why that's true? Let's sit and find out. One reason that a lot of people are going to be lost is because they don't weigh enough. Weigh enough? Yeah. Remember the little story back in the book of Daniel 5 and 27? Belshazzar, who weighed in the balances and found wanting. Some people, spiritually, do not weigh enough. In fact, the Bible talks about in Daniel 5, 18 to 27, about Proverbs 16, 2. God weighs the spirit. We can't do that, but God can. And so, it's imperative, spiritually speaking, that you weigh enough. I'm not talking about be skinny or fat now, but I'm not talking about weight, but spiritually speaking. Secondly, a lot of people are going to be lost because they didn't care enough. In Psalm 142 and 4, the psalmist had looked on my right hand, nobody cared. Looked on my left hand, nobody cared. You know, it's a sad way to think nobody cares. That's what the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 25. We need to have the same care. One for another. A great song would be good to sing. Does Jesus care? And the answer echoes back, oh yes, he cares. I know. He cares. But I tell you what. You can be lost because you didn't care enough. If you're in that category, I encourage you tonight to get into the caring category and start caring one for another. There's a possibility that many people will be lost because they didn't give enough. All this is about enough, by the way. Have you figured that out already? Some will be lost because they didn't give enough. In 2 Samuel 24, 24, he talks about, I'm not give unless it costs me something. You ever thought about that passage? Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. With the same measure that ye met, it shall be measured to you again. The word fellowship in Acts 2:42, as we talked about in the study this morning, has to do with the laying by in store. As the apostle talked about in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 1 and 2. Wouldn't it be sad for you to be lost because you didn't give enough? Okay. Others will be lost because they didn't fight enough. Somebody said, I didn't know we were supposed to fight. Oh yeah, we've got to be fighters. The Lord's people must be a fighting people. Am I talking to you? I'm not talking about fist fighting, but I'm talking about what Paul had in mind in 1 Timothy 6 and 12. When he talked about fight the good fight of faith. The fight. Paul said he'd fought a good fight. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. Wouldn't it be sad to be lost because you didn't fight enough? Also, Some people may be lost because they didn't pray enough. Yeah. Prayer is when we talk to God. And probably the most famous statement that you've read about is 1 Thessalonians 5:17, when he said, pray without ceasing. Pray, Ephesians 6:18. 1 Peter 3:12. It talks about the eyes of the Lord over the righteous, and his are all open to their prayers. By the way, is the Lord's eyes and ears open to your prayer? If you're his, they are. Don't be lost because you didn't pray enough. Or there's a possibility that some people may be lost because they didn't answer enough. We've got to learn how to answer. That's what Peter said. In 1 Peter 3:15, we need to know how to answer. Paul wrote in Colossians, in Colossians 4 and 6, talked about being able to answer and that our speech needs to be seasoned with salt. You can be lost. Many will. Because they didn't answer enough. But also, some people will be lost because they didn't work enough. Work? Yeah. Jesus said in John 9:4, must work the works of him that sent me while it's day, the night cometh, when no man can work. You're not talking about darkness coming, but you need to learn to work while you're still living. Paul wrote in the Corinthians, one of my favorite passages, 1 Corinthians 15:58, wherefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. No wonder Paul, writing the Philippians, said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Don't be lost because you didn't work enough. Also, some people will be lost in this mini group because they didn't know enough. You got to know. In John 8:32, the Lord said, remember something about you got to know the truth? Know the truth. It'll make you free. But if you don't know it, sad. You can be lost. And so I encourage you to study so you'll know. We need to be a knowing people, like that passage indicates. Also, some people will be lost because they didn't seek enough. You've got to be a seeker. You remember Matthew 7, seek and you shall find. Sometimes people don't find because they don't seek. Are you in that group, by the way? Perhaps the scripture that you remember the most is in Matthew 6:33, when he talked about those people, you remember, who were worried to death? How tall they were, how short, what they're going to eat, what they're going to drink, what they're going to put on. Just worried to death. You hear people say, I'm just worried to death. They will kill you, I've heard. I think I mentioned already to you, I probably need to do it again. If you just have to worry, pick out one day of the week, like Thursday, and do all of your worrying on Thursday, and you'll be done for the whole week. You think that's a good idea? Don't use this word all the time, is it? You know what the remedy for worrying is? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things, that is, how tall, how short, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on, will be added to. Some people are going to be lost because they didn't seek enough. Are you a Bible seeker? You'll have to decide. You don't want to be among those that's going to be lost. As you think about it, why many people will be lost? Some will be lost because they didn't endure enough. Pending the destruction of Jerusalem in Matthew 24, he that endureth to the end, the same shall be saved. James talks about enduring in James 1:12. And in 2 Timothy 2:3, he talks about that as well. Are you an enduring person? Have you learned to endure hardship as a good soldier? 2 Timothy 2:3. Have you learned to endure whatever comes your way? Are you? Have you? As you think about it, quite a majority of people will be lost. Some will be lost because they didn't continue enough. Continue. One of the first things that said about those people who were baptized on Pentecost was they continued. Acts 2:42. How they continued? You know? Remember? They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. Are you doing that, by the way? You know, in the book of John, chapter 8, in verse 31, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. You got to continue in the Lord's word. Continue. That's important. A lot of people start, but don't continue. Perhaps. If every member of the Mill Street Church were here tonight, who's been members in the past, maybe still live around here, right? The bill would probably be packed. Think about that. And so it might be good to make a list of lost sheep. Folks who have been members who just quit. If you quit, you lose. Are you a quitter? You'll have to decide. A lot of people are going to be lost because they didn't continue enough. Some people will be lost because they didn't love enough. I preach a sermon sometime that I call Lovers of the Bible. It's not about romance. It's about taking those that love this and love that as mentioned in the scripture. John 14, 15, and then verse 23. We've got to love the Lord. And he said, if you love me, you'll do what I say. Are you a lover of the Lord? I saw a sign, a bumper sticker that said, if you love the Lord, just wave. Ridiculous. It just might mean I'm friendly. It may have nothing to do with my love for the Lord. You know where the love of the Lord, the proof of the love of the Lord is? In 1 John 5 and 3, this is the love of God. What's the love of God, John? That we keep His commandments. You tell me you love the Lord and don't do what He says, your words are betraying. Some people are going to be lost because they didn't love enough. A good chapter to read is 1 Corinthians 13. You're probably aware of that. It's known as the love chapter of the New Testament. Got to read that every once in a while. Also, when you think about the topic on the board, why many will be lost. Many will be lost because they didn't live enough. Live enough. In the book of Titus, chapter 2 and verse 12, when Paul wrote to the young preacher Titus, he talked about that we need to learn to live righteous and godly in this present world. Am I talking to you? Are you living righteous and godly or not? Mill Street people, are you living righteous and godly? Do your neighbors know about that? The people you work with, when they talk about you, name your name, starting with me and Donnie and all the rest of us, do they say, that guy, that lady, they really know how to live. They live a righteous life, and I'd like to be like that. That's living by example. Maybe you didn't. Going to be lost because you didn't set a good example. Remember Matthew 5, 13 to 16, he talks about you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. That's about influence. In 2 Corinthians 3, 2, right in the Corinthians, Paul said, ye are our epistle. Did you know you are an epistle? Someone said, what's that? It's a letter. We're writing a letter. I preach a sermon every once in a while that I call, I read your letter. When people that know you read your letter, what are they reading? Mill Street people. What are they reading when they read your letter? Our visitors. When people read your letter, what are they reading? Good or bad? You see, you may be lost because you didn't live enough. Also, when you think about why many will be lost, many will be lost because they did not do enough. Do? Yeah. You mean I got to do something? Yeah. Sometimes the impression is left, you don't have to do anything. The Lord's already done it for you. Perish that thought, by the way. The Lord said, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? And perhaps a scripture that might come to your mind is Matthew 7:21, when he said, not everyone that saith Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that, you know the next word? Doeth. Doeth, yeah. The will of my Father, which is in heaven. And in the final book, God, in God's final words to man, blessed are they what? Do. On Pentecost, when those people heard the gospel for the first time, they said, what must we do? Peter said, you don't have anything to do. It's all been done for you. You know what he said? That's not what he said. If some of the preachers that you hear around today preaching, that's what they've been told. You don't have anything to do. It's already been done. But they were told as believers to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins. They'd be glad to receive his word, were baptized. That's how many, by the way. That's the exact number who were baptized on Pentecost. And if you can figure that out, you'll know the exact number. They that gladly received his word were baptized. I know it says about 3,000. But the exact number is those that gladly received his word. That's what you need to do if you haven't done that. So some people are going to be lost because they didn't do enough. And then finally, some people would be lost because they didn't obey enough. Obey? Yeah. The Lord is the author of eternal salvation to them that did the what? Obey him. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. Got to obey. Didn't obey enough. Some of us, what's involved in that obedience? Well, the Lord has three different plans of salvation, by the way. I mentioned that, and people get all out of sorts, don't they? When I ask that question, how many plans of salvation does God have? Somebody said, oh, just one. He's got three. You believe that? I better explain it to you. He has a plan for a person who's never obeyed the gospel, right? To hear it, faith comes through hearing, Romans 10:17. To believe it, or die in your sins, John 8:24. Repent of your sins or perish, Luke 13:3-5. Make the good confession, Matthew 10:32. Like the eunuch did in Acts 8:37, when he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And our Lord said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That's God's plan of salvation for the alien sinner, that is the person who never obeyed the gospel. The second plan of salvation God has is for the child of God who falls away. You can't fall away, by the way. You can fall from grace. Galatians 5:4. That were those who did. And God's plan for that person is to repent of it, pray about it, and confess your sin to God. That's Acts 8:22 and 1 John 1:9. And then the third plan of salvation God has is for the Christian. The member of the church. Continue. I just talked about that. Be steadfast. Unmovable. Continue. Pray. All these things. Worship. And everything God calls upon a Christian to do. That's the plan of salvation for each of those different groups. That's what I mean when I talk about God has three separate plans today for his people. Now is the right time, and this is the right place to get out of the broad way, get in the narrow way that leads unto life, so you'll not be among the many who will be lost. We're going to sing the song. We invite you to come right now.